Today's shiur is Masecht Yuma Daf Samachay, and we will begin on Daf Samach Dal Ramad Beis, four lines from the bottom, the last word in the fourth line from the bottom, Tanan. In order to begin today's shiur, we need to say an introduction, which will also serve as a review of what we've been learning in the last few dafim. We learned in the previous plot, a machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. If we have, we know the halach is, we're supposed to take two animals, two serum, two goats, do the goyel, do the lottery. One is a sar l'Hashem, one is a sar l'Azazel. If the sar l'Azazel dies, so we now have left a sar l'Hashem, given that we can't just take a sar from the street, so to speak, and say you'll be the replacement sar, because a sar could only be identified through a geirul, through a lottery. We now take another two goats, do another lottery, and now we have a sar l'Azazel, and we have two siri l'Hashem. So which of the two should be brought as the sar l'Hashem? Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, we take the first one. It's always a mitzvah berishin. That was the first goat, that's the goat should be taken. Rabbi Yochanan says the second one. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan subscribes to the concept of Balachayim Nidochen. Since the first goat was disqualified, during the time when there was no Sar L'Azazel, that goat was also disqualified, it remains disqualified. In the Mishnah, we had a Machloikis, Rabbonin and Rabbi Yehuda, on two issues. One issue was that the Mishnah said, as we've learned so many times, that there are a number of situations that a Karban Chatas is left to die. Chamesh Chateis Mesois, says the Mishnah, according to Rabbanan, one of the cases is Chatas and Skapur Balei Bacher, a Chatas that the owners had a Kapara with a different Karban, with a different animal, that, say to Rabbanan, that's only by Karban Yochid. By Karban Tzibur, it would be Yireh. We let it just graze till it becomes a balmum. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. He says there's no difference between a chatas yochid and a chatas tzibur. If by yochid the halacha would be misa, so too would be the halacha by a carbon tzibur. The other issue that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda argued over in our Mishnah was on this concept of bal chayim nidochem. Rabbi Yehuda holds bal chayim nidochem. If an animal is disqualified, even if it's for a temporary amount of time, it remains that way, disqualified. Rabbanan disagree. Now, these are all Gemaras that we've learned. Now the Gemara introduces us to a Machloikis of Rebbe in the Rabbanan, a Gemara Masechta Temura, Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara there discusses Chamesh Chatas Meisus. Says the Gemara, everyone agrees that if we had a carb in Chatas and we lost that animal, took a different animal, used it as the carb in Chatas, and now the first animal is found, that's a case of the skapru balei ba'acher. The owner's got the kapar with a different animal, and that the first, that the animal that's now found, Mesis, is left to die. Machloikis, Rebbe, and the Machloikis of Rebbe in the Chachamim is mentioned in this case. Let's say we had an animal, identified as a Karban Chatas, lost it, identified a new animal as a Karban Chatas, and before we offered the second animal, the first animal is found. Rebbe holds, doesn't make a difference. One animal is brought, and the other animal is Niskapur Balei Ba'acher, and is Mesa. Chachamim say no. In such a case, since both animals were here prior to the Karban Chatas actually being brought, this is not a case of Niskapur Balei Ba'acher. Says Rabbi Abba that the Chachamim, however, disagree that it makes a difference which of the two animals will actually be used for the Karban Chatas. Meaning, we identified an animal as a Karban Chatas, lost it, identified a second animal. Now we have two animals. The Rachamim will agree that if the person chose to use the second animal and not the first animal, that it's left to die. So when does the machloikus of the Rebbe and the Chachamim, what is reduced to what situation? It's reduced to the situation where they used the first animal and the second animal was already, when both animals were there. Rechama hold that that's not a case of Mesa, and Rebbe will hold it's a case of Mesa. Now let's bring it all together. What's the Gemara's Kasha? According to Rebbe Yochanan, which animal is used? The second animal. The second animal, the second Sar Lashem. So the first Sar Lashem, everybody agrees, is considered a Chatas Shemesa Baleh. Because it was, even if it was here, since it was lost for a time, even Rabbanan, as Rabbi Abba explained, agreed that that animal is Mesa, and that's what the Mishnah tells us. That even though normally this would be a situation of Mesa, here, because it's a carbon tzibur, it's here. But according to Rav, which animal is brought? The first, original animal. Even though both animals are here. But then we just say that according to the Chachamim, if both animals are here prior to any of the two animals being brought, if it's the first animal that's brought and the second animal that's left to live, it's not Mesa. So what's our Mishnah saying, says the Gemara, that normally it would be Mesa. Just here because it's a carbon tzibur, it's Yira, it would always be Yira. Because this is not a case of Chata Tzibur HaMesa. It's not a case of Mesa because it's the second animal was here while the first one was being offered. So what would be the obvious answer? That the Rav doesn't hold like the Chachamim. He holds like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, but there's a different issue. When was the halacha of Niskapru Baleh Be'achar said? When one of the animals were lost. Here, when we have these two Sirim Lashem, there was no animal lost. It was just we had a different issue. That one of the animals died, the Sar HaZazel died, so I had to make a new Goyrel. So that's not a case of Mesa. That, asked the Gemara, is like the din that Rabbi Shia taught us. Rabbi Shia taught us that we have two animals. Person's chayv kamachatis. And he's a nervous person. He's afraid that if he only designates one animal, something will happen to that animal. So he designates two. So he should be sure that he'll have one. And so he uses only one because he only needs to bring one carbon. In that case, the halacha will be that he only has to bring one carbon and the other one is not Mesa. That's this case. We have two chattis and we brought one and the other one should be Yira. Why is the Mishnah saying, if not for the special din, it would be Mesa? Says the Gemara. The Rav, saying the Gemara outside, then we'll do it inside, answers the Gemara. According to Rav, he's going to have two Sirim Lashem, the one that he had originally, and the one that was established through the second Goyrel. Since, as we said in our introduction, Rav holds the mitzvah is always to use the first one, because it's always a mitzvah to use the first one, as we learned in the previous daf. So the second one, when it was designated, it was immediately designated that it's never going to be usable. It was only designated so I should be able to accomplish a Goyrel. Since it was designated from its original inception to be not usable, there the halach is Mesa. And now we'll do the Gemara inside. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that according to Rabbanan, this is a situation of Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Because it's a Chatas Tzibur, that's why the regular din of Mesa doesn't apply. Had the Yochid Kai Gavna, were to be a carbon Yochid, Mesa. Then the din of Chatas Mesa would apply. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that when we do it a new Goyrel, and we have two Seirim Lashem, we use the second one. So his Shita will fit very well with the way Rabbi Abba Merav explained the machloikis of Rebbe and Rabbanan and Masechta Temura. Don Rabbi Abba Merav, Hakamoidim, everybody agrees, Shem Neskap V'Shein Avuda, that if they use the second animal, Avuda Mesa, the first one that was lost, albeit temporarily, is Mesa. And that's exactly what our Mishnah is saying. Normally, by Chatas Yochanan, in this case, it would be Mesa. Here, because it's a common secret, it's only Yira. El Rav, according to Rav, why is this not a situation? The Rav says we bring the first animal. Why is this not like the situation of Kamafrish Techatos Lachrais? That the person is Mechuyev to bring Kamachatas, and he designates two animals. One to back up the other one. The Amr Rabbi Shia Hifrish Teich Chatos Lachrayis. If somebody designates two Kabbonis for his Kabbon Chatos, or Meskapab Achs Mehem, and he uses one, Beshniya Tira. Here too, he has two Serim, because he had to have two, because he had to do the girl twice. So, whichever one he doesn't use should just be considered like the backup. So even according to Rebbe's interpretation, that he has a much broader interpretation of Chatas Mesa, this is not a case of Chatas Mesa, because there was no animal lost here. When is there a case of Niskapa Balabach, when animal was lost? There's no Sor Lashem that got lost here. Answers the Gemara, Kivan the Amar Rava, Rav Savla Krab Yossi, the Rav holds like Krab Yossi, the Amar Mitzvah Berishan, that you're always supposed to use the first animal if it's available. So Mikar, when he did the second Gairo, and he knew that one of the animals will be identified as the Soil Hashem, but a non-usable Soil Hashem, because you're supposed to use the first Soil Hashem, so it's Kamafish Ibatami. It's like he specifically had in mind that this animal will have to be disposed of. So Nadagmar asks another question. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Thomas, where asked, Rabbanan hold, since it's a Chatas Tzibur Tzira, the Rabbanan hold Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda holds Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the regular kin of Chatas Tzibur Meisa applies. Let's also remember another thing Rabbi Yehuda said, that we said in our introduction to today's shir, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Baal Echayim Nedochim, an animal that gets disqualified even temporarily, remains permanently disqualified. Says the Gemara, Bishlom Rabbi Yochanan, Amish Sheni Shebezug Rishin Yira. According to Rabbi Yochanan, which animal is used at the Zohar Lashem? The second animal. And the Rabbanan say, what happens with the first animal? Yira. That since it's a Chatas Tzibur, the regular din of Thomas doesn't apply, rather the din of Yira applies. And Yehuda disagrees in the Rabbanan, and he holds Yomus, that the regular din of Yomus applies. So, I'm Skapur, what will be the Sar Lashem? Sheni Shebezuk Sheni, the second Sar Lashem. However, ask the Gemara, El Rav the Omer, Sheni Shebezuk Sheni Yira. According to Rav, it's the first Sar Lashem that's used, not the second one. Rabbi Yehuda Yomus. So now let's understand. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first animal can't be used because Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the concept of Baal Chaim Nedochim. This first animal was temporarily disqualified while there was no Sar Lazozim. The second animal, where Rabbanan is saying Yira, we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda will hold Yomus. So which animal will he use as Sar Lashem? So the Gemara's question, Rabbi Yehuda b'mayim eskaper, which one? The first one is disqualified because it's Baal Chaim Nedochim, and the second one is disqualified because we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says that wherever the Rabbanan hold Yira, I hold Yomus. So which one will we use? Says the Gemara, Mi savis Rabbi Yehuda sheni shebezuk sheni koi, Rabbi Yehuda sheni is a begrishim koi. So to say this answer in a simple way is the Mefarshim explain what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav and Rabbi Yehuda cannot agree. Meaning, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that only the second Sar Hashem is used. And it's the first Sar that's disposed of. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's disposed of through Misa. Because otherwise, he can never agree that we should bring the first Sar, because Rabbi Yehuda's demand on the whole, Baal Chaim Nedochim. So Rav and Rabbi Yehuda can never agree. One more piece of Gemara on this subject. It's really, the next piece of the Gemara is really a repetition of the last piece of Gemara we learned yesterday. However, whereas yesterday the Gemara said this concept that we're going to learn now as a raya to Rav, as a proof to Rav's position, now the Gemara uses a terminology of it rather being a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan with the same result, that it's a raya to Rav and a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Just to repeat, our Mishnah taught us that Rabbi Yehuda teaches us two concepts, as we said in our introduction. One concept was that Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to a distinction between a Chatas Tzibur and a Chatas Yochid. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Chatas Tzibur and a Chatas Yochid is Thomas. Rabbanan hold a Chatas Tzibur is Yira, a Chatas Yochid is Mesa. In the time Niskapru Baleh Ba'achar, when the owners had the kapara with another carbon, and the oid. The Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah, and we'll speak about it more, taught us that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the concept of the Baal Chaim Nidochim, that if an animal got disqualified, even temporarily, it remains disqualified. So now let's learn the Gemara. Vekid the Kamais of Hachi. Ah, Mishnah taught us, Oid Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taught us a second concept. What was the second concept Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the Mishnah? The concept of Baal Chaim Nidochim. Nishbach Adam, if the blood of the Sol Hashem spills out, Yomus Mishtaleich. Even though the Mishtaleich, the Sol HaZazel was fine, since there was no Dam Sol Hashem available, the Sol HaZazel also becomes disqualified. And similarly, Meis Mishtaleich, if the Sol HaZazel died, even though it didn't have any direct effect on the Dam, on the blood of the Sol Hashem, still Yishafach Adam, the Dam has to be spilled out. Bishlam L'Rav, so the way Rav explains the Mishnah, Reisha Pligi B'chatzat Sibur. First, the Reisha talks about the machloikus of Rav and Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon about what, how is a chatzat sibur that's neskaper baleh ba'acher disposed of. That according to Rav, which one is used? The one that's used is the first Sa'al Hashem. The second Sa'al Hashem has to be disposed of. The Rabbanon holds, since it's a chatzat sibur, it's disposed through Riyah. Rabbi Yehuda disposed us through Misa. And now in the Sefer we have another Machloikis. The Machloikis is Baal Chaim. What is the concept? The Baal Chaim. What is the halacha? Do we hold Baal Chaim the Dochem or not? Rabbi Yehuda holds Baal Chaim the Dochem, the Rabbanon hold not. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, which Sol Hashem is used? The second one. Why is the second one used? And the first one is disposed. Because he holds Baal Chaim the Dochem. So if so, Rabbi Yochanan Maiva Oid. So the second concept of Baal Chaim Nidochim is already referenced in the first concept, in the first din in the Mishnah, that the first din says use the second Sol Hashem, and not the first Sol Hashem. Why? Because Baal Chaim Nidochim. So why is the Mishnah saying void? Now Rabbi Yehuda is going to teach us a new concept, Baal Chaim Nidochim. It's not a new concept. That's the whole basis for the first din in the Mishnah. So that's a kasha on the way Rabbi Yochanan explains the Mishnah. And like we learned yesterday, that's why the Mishnah, as the Gemara said, Masnisen is a raya to Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda just taught us, Nishbach Adam, if the blood of the Sol Hashem gets spilled out, and the Sol HaZazel wasn't affected, still Yomus HaMishtaleach, the Sol HaZazel has to be left to die. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, I can understand the din that Rabbi Yehuda said, that Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach, that if the Nishbach Adam, the Mishaleich should die, the Kati lois Avid Mitzvasei. Since the mitzvah that has to be performed with this blood hasn't been done, because what's the main mitzvah, as we've said so many times, the Zrika, and here the blood got spilled before the Zrika Saddam and the Kaddish HaKadoshim and in the Kaddish and everywhere else spilled out, and the both animals have to be available at the same time, so that's why Yomus HaMishtaleich. The Sol HaZazel has to be left to die. However, Elof asked the Gemara, Mesa Mishtaleach, if the Sol HaZazel died, Amai Yishafech Adam, Has Avalei Mitzvosei. So the way most Rishonim explain, as soon as the Sol HaZazel has been identified by the Goyrel, that's all that's required. Because the Chazon Ish says that our Gemara is going to the Mount Omer, that even the Vidui that was said on the Sol HaZazel is a non-essential act. So as soon as you picked it, you did your mitzvah. So what's the problem that the Zazel died and the mitzvah hasn't been completed? The mitzvah has been completed. Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains the Gemara a little differently with the same goal. He says, what is the ultimate object to accomplish with the Sol HaZazel? It has to die. So it died. So Enochanami, the right way it should die is by being thrown off a cliff, but that's just a non-essential detail. So why, if Mesa Mishtaleach, if the Mishtaleach died, do we have to spill out the blood? Al Mesa Mishtaleach, Amai Shafach Adam, Hasav Le Mitzvasei, there's no need for the Mzazel anymore. As soon as it was chosen, it's enough. Answers the Gemara, Amri the Beir of Yanai, Omakra, Yomet Chai Lefnei Hashem, Lechaper. The Pasuk says that the animals should remain alive until all of the avoida with the dam of the Sol Hashem is completed. Ad Masa Yizokik Liyishai, there's a Xeris Akasif that the Sol HaZazel must remain alive at Shas Matan Damim Shel Chaveri. And here, if it dies prior to that, it died too early, and we have to begin the entire Hagrola all over again. There's a very interesting Maril. We know that the Ramah, who Ashkenazic Jews follow his psak, is based very heavily on the Maril. The Maril asks a question. He says, if we look in the Avodah that we say Yom Kippur by davening, there's a lot more time, a lot more paragraphs speaking about the Sol Hashem versus the Sol HaZazel. Ask the Maril, I don't understand. The Sol Hashem, as we've learned, was brought for Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav. Somebody enters the Beis Midrash when he's Tamei, or it's Kachim when he's Tamei. That's what the Sol Hashem is Mechaper. The Sol HaZazel is for all of the Averis. So he says, don't we have more to worry about all the Averis that we do than just Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav, which is hardly an issue? So why do we spend more time speaking about the Sol Hashem? So he answers, because it's based on this Gemara. This Gemara taught us that the Kapara of the Sol HaZazel depends on the Sol Hashem. Until the avoid of the Sol Hashem is completed properly, you can't have a Sol HaZazel. So that's why we spend so much time talking about the Sol Hashem. That's one teretz, he says. But then he says another teretz, which is so very relevant to the world we live in. He says, yes, the Jews that live in Chutz Laretz, the Sol Hashem that comes from Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav is something that's not really relevant to them. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to worry about going into the Beis HaMikdash when we're Tamei. He says, but the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they have to be concerned about Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav. They're not allowed to go into the Makom HaMikdash now when we're Tamei. By speaking, us Jews in Chutz Laretz, speaking about the Sol Hashem, we're relating to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. We're worried about the Averis that they may do. And in Tefillah on Yom Kippur, we want the Jews in Chutz Laretz to be thinking about the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. We learned the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. We know that every year, Klal Yisrael had to give a Machzis HaShekel. Says the Mishnah, B'nei Yir Sheshachlu Shekleim. The people in a city sent their Shkolim with a messenger to Yerushalayim. And they were stolen or lost. So now the question is, do they have to replace them or not? Says the Mishnah, Im nitmru truma, if it was discovered after they started using this year's shkolim, after Hegdish already started using this year's shkolim, nishbon legizbarim, the shliach, the messenger, makes a shvuah, an oath, that he didn't act irresponsibly, and they don't have to replace it. Vimlaf, however, it was only discovered, if it was discovered before they started using the new shkolim, nishbon l'bnei'ir, the shliach has to make a shvuah to the people of the city, ubnei'ir, shaklim acherim tachtayim, they have to replace them. The Rishayim mentioned a few shilas. There's a machlokes taisus in the Meiri. We say that it depends if they found out before they started using the new shkolim or after started using the new shkolim. The question is, who has to find out? Is it depend on the yediyah, on the finding out of the hegdish, or does it depend on the finding out of the people of the town? Because what would be the halacha if the people of the town found out before the hegdish? When they found out, they didn't yet use the shkolim. By the time hegdish finds out, they already started using the new shkolim. So we go after the yediyah of the knowledge of the people of the town, or after the knowledge of the hegdish. Taisa says, and that's how we explain the Gemara, we follow when Hegdish finds out. The Miri says we follow when the people of the city found out. There's another Shaila, another Machlekes Rishonim. Do we go after the time when it was found out, or do we go after the time when the actual Geneva took place? Because the Geneva could have taken place long before they find out. So again, a Machlekes, some Rishonim say we go after when the actual Geneva took place, and some say we go after the idea. What would be the nafkamina? Very simple. Let's say they found out after they started using the new shkolim, but this geneva was before they started using the new shkolim. If we go with the geneva, the bnei ir are responsible. If we go after the idea, then the hegdish is responsible. Again, most rishonim say we follow the idea. There's an interesting Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says that... there was a time they were stolen. If you could find out.
You could establish
that it was stolen. It's a good question. Then there's another question that the Rambam makes an interesting observation, at least the Kesef Mishnah says. It depends, he says, when is this Gemara said, if it was a Shomer Socher, if the shliach that they used got paid for his job. But let's say the shliach that was used was a Shomer Chinam, that he did the job for free, then the people of the city are always responsible. Why? Because if you take a person and you don't pay him, so you're not going to get a great job. So if the people of the city use the Shomer Chinam, they can't say, well, what could we have done? You should have made sure to hire somebody who will do the job right. The Tzitz Eliezer says that this Gemara is relevant to us also. It should never be relevant, but Chas V'Shalom could be relevant. Let's say somebody has a pushk in his house, and there's a geneva, there's a break-in, there's a robbery in his home, and the stock of money is stolen. Is the person responsible to replace that money or not? So he says that the person is not responsible. If he watched his house properly, which ostensibly he did, nobody wants a break-in, so he watched it properly and he's not responsible. And he takes it a step further. He says, when somebody puts money into a pushka in their home, the moment they put it into the pushka, it becomes the tzedakah's money. They may not necessarily every day deliver it to the tzedakah, but the moment they put the money into the pushka, it's the tzedakah's money. And therefore, it's not their money that was stolen, it's the tzedakah money that was stolen, and they don't have to replace it. Continues the Gemara. What's going to be the halacha? Nimtzu, the money was found. Oshachzir ma'ganovim, or the ganovim returned the money. So now, we have, after the people of the city already gave new shkolim, elu ve'elu shkolim heim, both the first donation of shkolim and the second donation of the shkolim are considered shkolim, ve'ein oylam l'shana haba. And they have to again give shkolim next year. So first of all, the achronim make a very interesting diuk. At the beginning of the Gemara it said, nignavu avdu, first stolen and then lost. Here it says, Nimtzu found, Asher Zim Ganam, the Ganam returned it. The Gemara is not being consistent. It should have said, always either speak about Geneva first always, or Aveda first always. So the Chorayim say like this, it's more likely that something will be lost, it will be stolen than lost. So that's why it says, Nignavu, it was stolen, Asher Avdu, it was lost. On the other hand, it's more likely that something will be found versus Ganovim return. That's why it says Avdu first and then Hazirim Ganovim. Why do they have to give Shkolim for both years? So some Rishonim explain, because the people who gave the Shkolim didn't expect to get it back. So they gave both for this year, and that's why next year they have to give again. Other Rishonim explain that every year there's obligation to give Shkolim. So if I gave Shkolim twice this year, that won't take care of the need for next year. And that's why this sheet holds that next year they have to give Shkolim again. The Tferes Yisrael asks, when these people gave the second Shkolim, why is that considered a Hegdish Patos? That they gave it in error. If they would have known that their first Shkolim will be found or returned, they would have never given the second Shkolim. So the Tferes Yisrael answers, that when is something considered Hegdish Patos? When somebody thinks he has to give something, and he didn't have to. A person thinks that he has to give a carbon, and then it turns out that he wasn't mechuyev in the carbon. That's called Hegdish Patos. Here, when they donated the second shkolim, they were mechuyev to give the second shkolim. Only later were the original shkolim found. But they were mechuyev to give those shkolim when they gave it. That's not called Hegdish Patos. So the first sheet to hold, that even though they gave this year two times, that doesn't change. Next year they're going to have to give again. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Olam L'Shem L'Labo. This year they gave twice. Next year they won't have to give at all. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's psak? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Chayv L'Shana Zu, Chayv L'Shana Bo. A person could give this year twice for next year, and next year not have to give. Eisvei Abaya asked the Gemara and Abaya asks Abaya and Rabbi Yehuda. We learned in a brisa, Par V'Sosh Yom Kippurim. If somebody had the power of Yom Kippur, or the Sar of Yom Kippur, what we've been speaking about so much. Sha'avdu, they were lost. So the Hifri Shachayim Tachtayim. So different ones were designated. The Kain Sir Avodah Zarah. We learned that all of Klal Yisrael, most of Klal Yisrael serves Avodah Zarah, they have to bring a Sar. Sha'avdu. So they designated a Sar, and then it got lost. So they bring the Hifrish Achrayim Tachtayim, and now the first one is found, Kulan Yimusa Div Reb Yehuda. Yehuda says that the original ones that are found have to be left to die. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Oimer, Yirach Yistavu, V'yimachru, V'yiplu D'meim V'dov. They don't have to be left to die, you could let them get it, become Balmum, and sell and get the value. Shein Chatas Siba Mesa. But what's the question? The question is, why do we let them die, or let them become Balmum? Why not use them next year? Rabbi Yehuda says, you can use the Shkolim from this year for next year. Amalei, so answers the Gemara, Kabbalat Sibra Kamrit, you're asking a question from the Pavasor Shem Kippurim on Shkolim? Shani Kabbalat Sibra. Kabbalat Sibra are different. Could Rav Tevi Amra Baishia? Dom Rav Tevi Amra Baishia, Amra Kroh, the Pasuk says, Zois Oilus Chotcha Chodesh Bechotchoi, Amra Torah, Chadesh, Vahaveli Kabbim Matrum Chadasha. Next year's kabbonis have to come from next year's funds. So you can't use last year's animals because last year's animals came from last year's fund. Ask the Gemara, Hatanach Sar. The Sar is the Sar, a Chatas of the Tzibur. And we just learned that the Chatas of Tzibur every year has to come from this year's funds, left last year's fund. But power, as we explained, the power, who paid for the power? The Kohen Gadol. So it's not a Chatas Tzibur. So there is no din that you have to use this year's money. You can use last year's money. Michael Amema. And like the Rishonim explained, either our Gemara is following the sheet that we spoke about earlier, that the power is considered a carbon yokar of the Kohen Gadol, or even if we'll hold that the power is considered a carbon tzibur, because all of the Kohanim have a kaparos through it, still, since only the Kohen Gadol paid for it, you can't call it a regular carbon tzibur that you have to use every year's funds for. Or, another mahalach in the Rishonim is that a carbon tzibur is a carbon that all of the tzibur has a kapara. Here it's only the kohanim that have a carbon, have a kapara from it, and that's why it's called the carbon ashutfim, not a carbon tzibur. And therefore, the halacha that every year it has to come from separate funds, mayiklamema, why can't, if the first power was found, why not save it for next year? Answers the Gemara. The sar we understood why can't be used next year. Says the Gemara, Gzeir Par Atasar. Chazal made a Gzeir that we shouldn't be able to use the power again, because since you're not allowed to use the Sar again, you're not allowed to use the power again. Ask the Gemara. I understand making Gzeir. So you should let the power become Bamum. But we cause a Gzeir Yamusu? And then ask the Gemara furthermore. Hadam Rav Tevi Amar Rav Aishia. This Rav Tevi said that every year you have to use the own money, new funds, mitzvahi. It's only lechatchila. Every year, as we learned in Masechta Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the cutoff date. That they brought the new Kabbonis from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mitzvah lahavi min ha-chodesh. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a mitzvah to use the new funds. However, mehevi min ha-yoshin, yotzah. It's acceptable. El shechis lo mitzvah. So there's two ways of explaining the Gemara's question. One way of explaining the Gemara's question is, that we said that by the Sar, we understand why we have to use the new funds. Because every year you have to use that year's funds. Ask the Gemara, by the Sar itself, it's only lechatchila. So fine, I don't want you to reuse the Sar, but we shouldn't have to kill the Sar. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is like this. The Sar itself, if you would reuse the Sar, you didn't do anything wrong with the Evet. Good, so you shouldn't do it, we shouldn't rely on the Evet. But to go make so many gzeiros that the power I'm going to make also usher because of the sar, which the sar but the evet is acceptable, that's just too much to do. So back to our question, why, if the power, the sar, were lost, is the halacha that they can't be reused next year, they have to die, why can't they be reused? Certainly on the power, or even on the sar, why is it go to Misa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't Riyah enough? There's an interesting shaila, just to mention on this Gemara, because the Gevurah Sari uses this Gemara. We said Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the cutoff date. All Kabbonis Tzibur after Rosh Chodesh Nisan will use the new funds. We know that how did it work with the Lechem Aponim? Every Shabbos they put in new Lechem Aponim, and the next Shabbos they were makter. They burnt the lechem. They burnt the levoina and distributed the lechem upon them to the kahanim. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Nissan is in the middle of the week. It's on a Wednesday. So the lechem upon them that we put in before that Shabbos, from which funds do we use? Do we use the New Year funds? It's not the New Year yet. It's before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Do we use last year's funds? But by the time we're going to eat the lechem upon them, it's already New Year. So the Torah Evan says, there are shittas that say that when the Gemara says that you have to use the new funds by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, means that by Rosh Chodesh Nissan you should be using the new funds. But if you want to start using them earlier, you may. So according to those shittas, certainly the lechem upon them for the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nissan should come from the new funds. But as the Torah Evan says, most shittas hold that you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to only start using new funds from Rosh Chodesh Nissan and not before. So what do we do with our Shaila? He says, just like our Gemara taught us, that you're supposed to use the new funds. But if you don't use the new funds, it's acceptable. So this is like a case that it's a bidiyevit. I have no choice, and that's why the lechem upon will come from the old fund, even though by the time I eat it, it'll already be after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So back to our Gemara. Why can't, just like the Shkolim, Rabbi Yehuda says, can be reused, why can't the Pavasar be reused? Says the Gemara, Elam Rebzeiro, Lefish Ein Agaru Kavei Mishana L'Chaverta. There was a girl made this year. We want to rely on the girl for next year. A girl can't work from one year to the next. Says the Gemara, it's a nice vinagral. So let's do the girl again. Answers the Gemara, that we can't do either. Shema Yomer Agaru Kavei Mishana L'Chaverta. People will think that you didn't make, that the Kohen didn't make a new girl. He relied on last year's girl, which is not acceptable. That's why, in order to avoid that problem, we bring new seirim. Ask the Gemara, Hatenech Sire. Sire, I can understand, because the Sire is identified through the Gairel, as we've been saying so many times. They bring the two goats and they make the Gairel. So that's why, to avoid any mistake, we have to bring new seirim. But the Par wasn't identified through a Gairel, so why can't we reuse last year's Par? Par Mayikala Meima, says the Gemara, Gzeira Par at the Sire. So Rishonim ask, we already said a moment ago that we shouldn't make Zeris for power because of Sawyer. So why does the Gemara go right back there? So Rishonim answer, two answers. One answer is that each Mandama said that maybe his Gzeira isn't the legitimate Gzeira, but my Gzeira is a serious concern. Or another way to Rishonim answer, we combine the two issues. There's an issue that we learned before that the Sawyer has to come from new funds. And there's also an issue of perhaps they won't make the girl again. Maybe those two reasons combined should be so strong that it should even have to bring a new power. And at that, the Gemara asks, "Umshem gzeir yomus? Good, you want to bring a new power, but why should it be left to die? Let it be yira." So, Rabbanu kamei dabaya. There's a different reason. Gzeir mshemchata shmeisa balel. The halach is, as we said at the beginning of the shir, that if somebody brings a carbon chattis and he dies, that carbon chattis becomes disqualified. It's mesa. So here, as Rashi explains, the concern is that let's say the Kohen Gadol of the first year identified broader power, it's his carbon chattis, and if he'll die during the year, so that power becomes disqualified, and that's why we never allow the power to be reused. Tysus doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He says, how could it be that the Kohen Gadol will die and everybody won't know? It's the Kohen Gadol. That's why he says, Taisus says a whole different pshat. Taisus says that, as we said it earlier, all of the Kahanim have a kapara through the power. Since all the Kahanim have a kapara through the power, it's unfortunately inevitable that one of the Kahanim will die, and that's why the power goes into the situation of a power of a Chata Shemesa Balao. Ask the Gemara, Hotenach power. That answer works for the power. Because the power is a carbon chattis of a yachid, which is a concept of niskaper balel. Sar, which is a carbon tzibur ma'ikal meima. So the Rishonim ask, on the sar we already had reasons why we can't reuse the sar. We always had a problem with the power. So now we have a reason for the power, so everything is fine. So the Tiferes Yaakov answers that the Gemara holds that the reason for the sar and the reason for the power has to be the same reason. So if the reasons for the sar we said weren't relevant to the power, the reason we're saying for the power isn't relevant for the sar, so our kasha remains. Says the Gemara, Gzeira Sora at the power. Asked the Gemara again the same question. Shim Gzeira Yomus, they should die? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Mishim Chattis Shavar Shinosa. The Gzeira is because a carbon chattis, a sawyer that's over a year old, is disqualified. So that's why we're concerned. Don't reuse the sawyer, because you may use a sawyer that's over a year old. Ask the Gemara, it's not a Gzeira, it's a fact. From one Yom Kippur to the next Yom Kippur is a year. So it has to be over a year old. Gzeira? It's a Gzeira? Gufa chatish arvish shenasa hi. It's certainly a chatish arvish shenasa. Says the Gemara, loikasha. It's not necessarily a year old. Why? Because Karebi. The halach is, the Torah tells us, that if somebody sells a house in a Ur Chayma, in a city that has a wall, the seller has a year to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it within a year, it remains by the buyer forever. How do we define a year? The Tanya, Shana Tamima, what's a year? Minus Shloish Meir V'Shishim V'Chamesh Yoyim, it's 365 days, K'minyan Ma'isacham, like a solar year. Divri Rebbe. Chamamim, Minus Shnei Ma'isach Chodesh V'Yoyim L'Yoyim, you count an anniversary. V'Nis Abra, and if it's a leap year, then in the Jewish calendar a leap year has 30 months, Nis Abra L'Moicher, then the seller has an extra month. So now let's figure it out. The year from Yom Kippur to another Yom Kippur is 354 days. The sawyer has to be at least 8 days old, as we learned earlier. Carbon can't be later than 8 days. But we still have 3 days. So it's possible that if the animal was only 8 days old last year Yom Kippur, it could be reused next year Yom Kippur. But we made a gzeira, don't do it, because maybe the animal will be over a year old. So that's why we don't use the sawyer. Ask the Gemara, Hotenech sawyer. That's a good explanation why I can't reuse the sawyer. Of a par ma'ikalamin, what are you going to say about a par? Says the Gemara, zera par at the sawyer. Says the Gemara, the same question. Umshim gzeira yomis? Yes, don't use the par. But it shouldn't be so extreme that it should be yomis. It should just be yira. V'oid, furthermore, even the sawyer, asked the Gemara, is a situation of a chatish of a shenosa. It's a status that's over a year old, that the aloch is not Thomas, the aloch is Luria Azla. Dormer is Shlokish, chatish of a shenosa, if a chatish is over a year old, we look at it like it's in the cemetery, where the kohen can't go in to retrieve it. V'roya. So even the sawyer is not Thomas, even though it's over a year old. It's only Riyah. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say on Daf Samachay Yom and Aleph on the bottom that it has to go Lamisa, the worst should have to be is Riyah. Or maybe it should be allowed to be reused. That's where the Gemara, that's what we're up to in trying to understand why the power of Sar that were lost, and then we brought a different power of Sar, must have been left to die. Why can't it be reused? Taisa says that the Gemara could have said that by a par, the halach is that the par has to be 3 years old. And here, why are we concerned that from 1 year to the next, it'll be over 3 years old? You should have said that, Teretz. So Taisa says two answers. One answer is that not everybody holds that the par must be 3 years old. Another Teretz Taisa says that even if we say that a par cannot be over 3 years old, the halach is that if it's too old, it's disqualified for a krovel, but it's not required Thomas, that it should be left to die. And here of you, the saying Thomas. Now we have a kasha, why can't the pavasar be reused, or at least they should only be yira, not misa?